tell us about the accident.
Where do we start? It was, of course, no accident. I can only produce the evidence, which I've done in this book, but the evidence is pretty overwhelming. I don't know if you've managed to read the whole book, Barbara.
Not the whole book, no.
Okay, but the last few chapters detail precisely what occurred on that dreadful night of August 1979.
I think most people know what the public knows about the accident, etc. But who would have wanted her dead and why?
Right. What no one has really understood was from the moment that Diana walked in a minefield in Angola and then in Bosnia, and the fact that those appearances culminated within months of a worldwide ban on anti-personnel mines, she became political dynamite. The military people of this world, the senior politicians of this world, the last thing they wanted to be made to do was to stop the production and the use of AP mines, which of course are extremely useful in defending all military positions. However, because AP mines were cheap and had been used in a disgraceful fashion by uprisings and armies across the world, many young people, children particularly, have picked them up and died as a result because they were not properly mapped out minefields, mm-hmm. as they should have been. So this young woman appears, as we all saw that picture, and suddenly, within months, the most powerful people in the world are made by their voters, their electors, to stop the production of AP mines. Now, what no one has knew, but which I managed to find out from people that I knew, is that just before her death, she had got a new plan, and her new plan was to be the world ambassador for refugees, primarily for refugee children. And she wanted to go from country to country, making really the Western world sit up and pour money into refugee camps, giving them better situations, better food, medicines, whatever. And the first place she had decided to go as a stunning start to her new world campaign was a Palestinian refugee camp. Now, at that time, in 1997, as we all know, President Clinton was then pushing his Middle East peace plan. Mm-hmm. One could imagine what would have occurred with Diana in a Palestinian refugee camp in the Gaza Strip or the West Bank, appealing to the world to give these children a chance. It is unknown, of course, what really would have occurred. I understand that as a result of that, Britain's Secret Service, which is called MI5, came to the decision that it was time for her to go. The murder plot was then planned and put into operation.
So you're saying that this was not stimulated from the palace at all?
I am saying that, correct.
Because that really goes against what some of the theories out there were, that it was the palace that wanted to do away with her because they didn't want her marrying someone from the Middle East and possibly have a child with them.
Barbara, that's half right. Mm-hmm. The point was, what the royal family wanted, to be fair to them, is for her to meet some charming young man, excuse me, or middle-aged man, really, and take her away and get married and live with her. Didn't really matter where. But
just get away.
Preferably in England, but just away, out of the limelight. Mm-hmm. So she would be there, still obviously seeing her children, but would disappear from the limelight. That is the last thing she wanted. She had arrived, she had conquered Britain. People have no idea. She had totally subjugated the royal family, including the Queen. That no one was turning out to see these people. Mm-hmm. Before Diana came along, the Queen would be greeted by 5 or 10,000 people when she went out, you know, to visit places or open a shopping mall or, a school or whatever, a hospital.
Right.
And suddenly, no one was turning out except for a few children from the local school waving flags. Diana would arrive, thousands would turn up. I mean, she had totally taken control of the British royal family. Unheard of. Never before occurred in the history of this country. They wanted her out of the way.
They wanted her out of the way, but did they know, now according to your theory, the MI5 wanted to do away with her because of her getting a little bit too close to political issues and military issues.
Yeah.
Did they have the support of the palace in what their plan was? Pretty drastic plan, pretty horrible way to kill two people.
Yes, but they had to come up with a plan, first of all, that would be acceptable in reality. Now, as in the United States, of course, throughout Europe, the way people are killed accidentally are in road accidents, and of course it is something that is unfortunately carried out by numbers of authorities who shouldn't be doing this sort of thing. But that's another story.
The story that I read was that. Their decision to go to Paris was sort of a last-minute decision. She was going to go back to London.
Correct.
Or to be with the kids.
Correct.
And he suggested go to Paris. His father owns a hotel. We can have a private dinner. He supposedly wanted to buy this gorgeous ring he was going to give her.
Oh, he was going to. Yeah, that's true.
So if they had the plot to kill her, how did they suddenly devise it, as complicated as it would have to be, to pull it off in Paris on short notice?
Well, they're pretty good, but that's not the point. The point is this. They knew that she was going out with Dodi Fayed. They knew full well that Dodi Fayed's father had not only the Ritz Hotel in Paris, but also an apartment there, and also he had bought, remember, the Duke and Duchess of Windsor's fantastic house.
That's right,
in Paris. They knew the odds were that they would be going pretty frequently to Paris. So things had been set up beforehand, so that these things can be put into operation at very short notice.
I see what you mean.